This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie delivered his final State of the State address in Trenton this afternoon. Typically, speeches like that are used to highlight major accomplishments, but Christie took a different approach. He focused most of his speech on battling drug addiction, calling it an epidemic in the state, and vowing it to make it the focus of his last year in office. And he reached across the aisle, too, asking Democrats to join him. WNYC's New Jersey reporter Karen Rouse was in the audience for the speech, and she's on the line now from Trenton. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Sean.
So what was your take on the speech?
Well, it was long. It was close to an hour and a half or an hour and 15 minutes, as opposed to the 40 minutes or so he's done in the past for the State of the State. But as speeches go, he seemed to really hit the mark in several areas. It wasn't the hostile or combative Christie that we often see. It was well-received from Democrats. He spoke with compassion in certain areas when he was talking about the devastating effects of drug abuse. And I think that a lot of the Democrats really received it well. He said 1,600 people in New Jersey have died from overdoses last year, and you're not going to really face a lot of opposition when you call for fighting drug addiction.
What are the specifics of Christie's plan?
There were several. I mean, he talked about launching a new website to provide help to citizens, providing recovery houses for college students, a program to screen children for substance abuse, and a curriculum for substance abuse for kids in schools. We also heard Christie tell personal stories about drug addiction, people who he knows, a former friend who lost his family and his life to drugs. And he told a positive story about a man named A.J. Solomon who turned his life around after suffering from a drug addiction.
So again, you were in the audience today, so you could see what was going on in the room and see the facial expressions and things like that. Were there any pivotal moments in the speech for you?
There was, and I think we have a cut from the speech. There was a moment where he made fun of himself, and he joked about people needing to read about read the book, and he was referring to recent legislation that did not pass that would have allowed him to write a book while in office. But the second thing that really stood out to me was a part of the speech that I think we have now.
I have been the leader of this state for the last 2,546 days, and I will be its leader for the next 373 days. And I have been committed to this every day of my governorship. And today, I say to each and every one of you, I need you to join me and feel the same sense of urgency to save lives now.
So, John, I think the part of the speech that stood out to me was that Christie did three things. He reaffirmed that he is the leader of the state, this man who has tried and failed to become president. He also made clear that drug issues are going to be his focus for the remainder of the term. And he thirdly reached across the aisles, calling for Democrats and the GOP to join him in this agenda to fight drug addiction.
So not to diminish from the worthy cause of tackling drug addiction, but why would Christie make it the centerpiece of his final State of the State?
I think that was a big question, and I think it goes back to his legacy. I mean, he's suffering right now when it comes to approval ratings. He failed in this attempt to become president. And, of course, Bridgegate did not help him. So I think having this legacy of fighting for drugs, fighting for people who are really at a disadvantage, maybe he looks at that as boosting the legacy he has when he leaves the state.
What kind of reactions did you hear after the speech?
It was varied, but I think overall people felt like this was one issue and there are so many more that he should have discussed in New Jersey. The state Democrats felt that there were other issues like housing, poverty, you know, funding for schools, that they wanted to hear him talk about, and he didn't deal with it. I spoke with Jeff Tittle, who is with the Sierra Club, and this is what he said.
I think it's an important issue, but I think with all the other issues facing the state, from schools to women's health to health care to environment to climate change, I think he focused way too much on one area.
So it's not that drugs are a bad issue to focus on. It's just that there are so many other issues that they wanted to hear about.
You touched on the response of Democrats, but go a little bit more into that. What did Senate Democrats say?
Well, you know, one assemblyman said he was really excited about Christie wanting to reach across the aisles, and he wants to do that. But I think that you're going to see them also push for other issues besides drug addiction, things like poverty, housing issues, because while New Jersey might be growing in some areas. There are still a lot of people who are struggling with foreclosures. And so they, I think, are going to try to push their agenda as well.
Thank you so much. WNYC's Karen Rouse in Trenton.
Thank you.